Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk listeners, and thank you for calling Blog Talk when we're on live. Every Friday night from 8 o'clock p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m., I am your host, Miss Reddy. You can reach us by dialing 310-982-4126. 310-982-4126. Okay, we have a few rules on Street Talk. I ask that you all do not use profanity, and I also ask that you all place your phones on mute so that we will not hear background noises. Okay, again, we're on every Friday night from 8 o'clock p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. Okay, today we will be discussing why is there so much hatred, fights between family members and friends, and why do people lie and try to cover it up as if it don't exist. I call it cool hating myself. I'm unsure what you all call it, but I call it dry hating, cool hating. Again, the subject is why is there so much hatred and despise between family members and friends, and why do people lie and try to cover it up as if it don't exist? Okay, I have a few callers on tonight. Hello, callers. Introduce yourself. What's your name? Merlin, how are you on tonight?
I know you're interested, no question.
No, how are you on tonight?
Fine.
Can you introduce yourself?
Anonymous.
Oh, hello, Anonymous. How are you on tonight?
I'm great.
How are you, caller?
Bronquiqui.
Bronquiqui?
I'm great.
You're great? That's great. How are you, caller?
I'm Alice, and I'm doing well, and I can tell you why there's so much hate in this world today.
Okay. Well, we'll start with you.
Jealousy and evil.
Jealousy and evil. Okay. When you say jealousy and evil, share with me more about what you're saying.
Okay. People are jealous of one another. They envy them for who they are and what they have without a valid reason. It's people that look at people and say, I don't like them. You don't even know them. How you don't like them?
You're right.
You have friends that are jealous of your company, but they can do the same thing if they put forth an effort.
Yeah, but you don't know the person I wish to get where they go.
No, you don't. And you can go do the same thing.
But you may not want
to. But that's your problem.
You no, I mean, they don't wish to, like, you know how you see people with nice cars and houses?
They got a
but their husband is whooping their ass.
Oh, you can't cut off
my life with kicking their butt.
And all the ways you got rid of them, that's so some wisdom. because he was abusive, he was controlling. God made us all individuals and gave us all a mind. We do not to be subjected to that because there is a way out. Me.
I agree with you.
You have to do something.
I agree with you.
But the best thing is me.
I agree with that. I agree with that. No, this is a real life subject.
Okay. And I agree with you. You say leave. And if you leave, like some people are scared to leave.
I know it. Because they're not thinking to themselves. They're not feeling like I can do this or go on. I need him.
Okay. That's the next step company.
When I was little, we lived on Robinson. We lived on that street. There used to be little houses down there. Every weekend, this man would beat that woman so every weekend. His name was Fat Honey. She living dead. But possibly she's dead. And she had all these bruises on her face. He didn't respect her. When a person respects you, they will not do you like that. No respect.
You're right. If a person don't respect you, they'll do you any kind of way.
Yeah.
And a lot of people let people do them any kind of way for money.
That's it. But there's money all over the world. You get out there and get yourself. You'll find somebody that will love you for yourself. Or either you stay by yourself, work, and do what you know to do, what God put in your head to do to make a living. And he will supply your needs.
God will supply your needs.
You can't take all that.
Yep. And another thing, people, it's a lot going on with family members, right? They'll tell you, they'll sit amongst you and act like they like you. And the whole time, they be just not liking anything about you, period.
Because they're jealous of you. You don't have to shame that families are jealous of one another. You're supposed to want everybody to prosper. Especially in your family. In the last days, no will wax cold. We are living in those days, and it's waxing cold, even in fact. Family used to be a unit. They're not a unit anymore.
We is a unit, so when she graduates, make sure this unit
is
fine.
You start unit. I already told her what was in place. You better have my money.
No.
That's what you go in the interview with saying.
Oh, my. Well, y'all are right. Family members is where it comes from. Like the same way today, we're at my niece's going away party. And we invited a whole lot of family members, and they didn't show up. A lot of them didn't show up, but a lot of us did show up, and we're here having a good time. And, what I'm saying, I said that to say that your family be the ones that sometimes it's like a bittersweet relationship. You know what I'm saying? And you have to be a part of that family, but you choose your friends. And that's why some people don't understand why you're so close to your friends instead of your family. It's because you're born into your family. You don't have a choice to just love your family anyway. But your friends is something you choose, and you tend to love them a different kind of way. Then you love your family, but you know you have to just be around your family anyway. And your family usually be the ones that hate you the most instead of taking up for you and being there for you and standing behind you.
That hurt that person's feelings. Because there was a time that families were just like this.
Uh-huh.
Me, for you, you, for me, we are together.
Uh-huh.
There was a time that children, their mother.
Uh-huh.
Because your mother is the person that will serve you forever. These people don't care about it.
At all.
No, they don't.
At all.
So when we disrespect our parents, that's a sin. That's wrong.
Disrespecting your parents?
Yeah. No matter what kind of parents you have, as long as they provide for you and show you love, they are weak and they are human too.
Yeah. Everybody makes mistakes.
Yeah. And we have to forgive. Because there's nobody perfect on this earth. Whatever it was, as long as you're there for me, I don't give a. We all that
now you've all done something.
We've all done something wrong.
You say, Lord, why did I do that?
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to make the same mistake.
Mm-hmm.
It may be in another way, but it's going to be a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to love your mother, because your mother, other than God, your mother is the one that loves you
the most.
Forever.
Yeah, forever.
Forever.
It said, "No, hold on." It said, "No, listen to me. Even people, mama, that give you away, love you because they cherish you, and that's you're there. In some kind of way, they're gonna come back to that, and they're gonna like that. They're gonna try to find you in some kind of way. I mean, the reason that they give you away is sometimes they cannot support you.
They don't want to be around you. That's why they do. They put you in a place where somebody will love you."
Yeah,
they love you over there doing.
And you have to understand the reason why they gave you away. Oh, you have to understand the reason why they gave you away. And okay, this is a point that I wanted to.
I know you.
Okay, well listen. In the Bible, in 1 John 4:8, it says, "Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love." And I mean, that's the key to everything. And you said even Lou? Hey, no, you, who is that talking? What's your name again? Bo Quickie said that.
Yes, because it seems as when you are somebody else's child and you're doing better than other people's children, they don't seem to support you. They might think like they support you, but it's okay because I got
you. But, when
but you,
you
know
what
my pastor said? If you notice, everybody who is hating is behind you. There's nobody in front of you hate.
Right.
So they don't even matter because they're behind you.
Uh-huh.
You ain't never saying nobody to hate you who is
from the front.
You.
From the front, you're right.
You are
because,
right.
And I'm gonna tell you something. People cover up. That's another thing. That's what I'm telling you. Some people will pretend as if they have more than what you have, and pretend like what you got going on is not so good, and to make themselves look better than what you are. Well, you know that what they live in is fake, and what you know that they saying is false, and that's crazy. I'm serious.
Those kind of people, I don't be around. When I find out this, I find out a lot of things through my life. Except a lot of friends that I've helped them done this. What was my friend? They wasn't my friend. They was jealous how God had blessed me.
I'm going to tell you.
But I worked.
Yeah, go now. Keep continuing to talk.
To get what I had. And I sacrificed to have to raise my children, to dress them nice, to have this and have that. It wasn't always easy.
Mm-hmm.
But I worked 3 jobs.
Mm-hmm.
To have what they needed and what I needed.
Uh-huh. In order to
and
live.
Yeah, I dressed them well. I was doing well. I had enough sense to go to the thrift shop, too.
Yeah.
Because I know what's good and what's not.
See, some people don't even, some people would be, I had, matter of fact, I have a cousin who told me yesterday that she was at the mall. I said, well, what you at the mall for? She said, well, hold on. She said, I'm doing what regular people do. I said, regular people? Well, what kind of regular people you around that go to the mall? She said, I'm leaving 1 mile and going to the next. I said, well, you must be with your boyfriend or something trying to impress somebody because I know that regular people don't go from mile to mile. Not regular. What regular person you know, Anonymous, that go from mile to mile?
Everybody?
No, I asked her, were you going back to school shopping or something? She said, nah, that's what she do every day. She said she had to get her grandkids some and her stuff from the mall every day. Who does that? Who got that much money to spend? That's somebody trying to impress somebody else.
That's it. They could be doing a clearance.
They have clearance rack? No.
The clearance rack is expensive when you don't have no money.
Why would you be going? She told me that's what regular people do. And when she said regular people, she tried to carry around with me as if I didn't understand. I said, well, regular people, I must not be regular at all.
You ain't never been.
You say I ain't never been regular?
No,
go ahead.
Yeah.
I remember that. Go ahead, share.
I
said what, Sam?
Oh, let's get up out of here.
Why?
Because you don't do places like that. Too many people, too crowded. the mall is not a place that I feel like it's comfortable to shop because you're spending all your income for nothing.
You like, you don't need to spend all that money on that. Oh, we went to the Kids Rack.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's what it is.
Why not save money?
Yeah.
You can't take any of this stuff with you when you go.
Why one thing
when
you get three or four for the same price?
Yeah, that's the same way. That's what I am. I'm a bargain shopper, and I feel like you spend your money on what you like, not just show for other people. Because at the end of the day, those people are gonna be probably in clothes that are not the same price of yours, and you have spent all your cash to get it. I have a son that shops like that as well. He shops with high price shoes, and his friends get low price shoes, and they borrow his shoes, and I'd be so upset with him. Yeah, that's crazy. Thank you for sharing.
Hey, you could go. They got resale shops in North Dallas. They got riders. They have good clothes. St. John's. I bought them. I got some of my
St. John's?
They make good clothes when they was making good clothes.
Uh-huh.
I don't buy the
what? Name brand stuff?
No, I do that.
I know.
But I can buy that too. Because I know what to buy. But the bazaar, the bazaar. I don't like that stuff. It ain't no good. It don't have no seams in it.
No, I know.
The bazaar clothes?
Let it out. It's a bazaar.
It don't have seams?
They got about like this. You can have two good items and sell a whole bunch of junk that will last you for years and years.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something good. It looks good, it feels good, and it lasts. Don't go rebuying that cheap
street
because it ain't no good.
Uh-oh, you can't cut those streets out. Yep.
Buy good shoes. Because you can buy good shoes at the thrift store.
Uh-huh.
Good shoes. Name brand shoes.
Name brand shoes.
If you know what you're looking for.
Yep. It also says, I wanted to share with y'all another version of the Bible where it says, I was talking about people being bitter. Okay, in James 3, verses 14 to 16, it says, but if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not boast and be false to the truth. This is not the wisdom that comes down from above, but it's unspiritual and demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exists, there will be disorder in every vile practice. I firmly believe in that verse because when you have a jealous heart, you do boast and you brag, and you tend to try to wash stuff in people's face and tend to try to, like they say, try to
impress them.
Yeah, try to impress somebody
like
about.
Mm-hmm. The Bible also says that jealousy is cruel than the grave. You know the grave is foul.
Uh-huh.
Jealousy, it tears up your heart and your life. Jealousy is evil, like jealousy. They are dangerous. Mm-hmm. Right.
Start a jealous man?
What am I saying? A jealous man? They're jealous men. But they're hurt.
Okay, like a mystery. Like they have a mystery going on in their brain about something that you're doing and you're really not doing it.
Right.
Okay, I can understand that. I can definitely understand that. I have a couple of new callers online. Caller at 7673, say hello. Hello, callers. Caller at 7673. We're on live talking about jealousy and stuff when it comes to your jealousy, envy, and despise between family members and friends, and why do people lie to try to cover it up as if it don't exist? What do you have to say on that point,
just introduce yourself, say hello or something, so we can know who I'm speaking to.
Real Talking Bubba.
Hello, Pop. Hey, Real Talking Bubba, how are you on tonight?
Doing all right.
Okay, we're on here talking about, did you just hear what I just said about lies and people jealous and being boastful and bragful and how it's not healthy?
I just tuned in.
Oh, you just tuned in. Oh, okay, okay. Well, thank you for calling. Y'all can go ahead and continue. You was talking about being boastful. Miss Alice, you was talking about being boastful?
Yeah, but I got this and I got that. I make you smile about it and I got this and I got that. You don't have nothing. Everything in this world belongs to us.
Okay, say that again.
We don't own nothing.
Okay,
everything
okay.
Everything is loaned to us temporarily. When we leave here, it's going to stay and somebody else is going to get it.
Okay, so why do you feel like people cling to materialistic things? And like you just said, nothing really belongs to us.
Nothing.
And why don't people understand that?
Because they haven't been taught about it. They don't know scripture about it. It's in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever read it or go to church, you hear people preaching about it. And to be boastful, like the Bible says, when you give or help somebody, do it in secret. Don't go around telling somebody, I did this for that person, I did this for that person. Then you miss your blessing because you've already done your stuff. You've already told everybody so they can miss your blessing.
Yeah, because when you talk about helping somebody,
right. Then
that's boasting, that's bragging, that's basically putting it in somebody's face that you helped somebody about something. And you don't have to do that because sometimes people are shameful about things that you helped them with. You're supposed to do it in secret. But sometimes, you can't speak about it because it may be helping somebody else. If you're helping somebody else, then it's not boasting. You know what I'm saying? You have to learn what the tongue is saying, how you're saying things, and how you're going about it. Because not everything is boasting when you're telling somebody and sharing with somebody. But if you're going around saying, "Hey, I helped them. I did this. I bought this for them, or I helped them do this last week or something like that." That's not cool. That's not cool. That's not. Helping, that's not godly. That's not nothing that's going to be looked upon as something that you've done great. It's going to be looked at as shame. Yeah, that's going to be looked for. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All things come from God. We are nothing worth on our own.
Mm-hmm.
We get this because everybody has something. Made different. Everybody has something that they were born to. Bible says God knew us in our mother's womb.
Mm-hmm.
He had a purpose for each and every one of us.
So you honestly believe that God controls your destiny?
Everything.
I don't believe that God controls your destiny. That's where I come in wrong.
He gives you a destiny before you born.
No. I feel like he gives us choices. He gave us choices to do right or wrong. He gave us.
But he carried us through a lot of different things to get to that point.
Yeah, he also gives you a way out. Like, if something happens, he gives you a way out at all times.
So you control your destiny. He gives you a choice. I mean, it's his chance to get to your destiny.
Yeah, the only thing he knows and gives you is the way you're going to live and the way you're going to die. And that's how it is.
Okay, no, he don't give you. You feel like he give you the way that you're gonna die?
No, I feel like he knows how you're gonna die. Everybody's not gonna die peacefully.
But see, some people feel like some things that they do,
like be wrong, be wrong. Hold on. Some people feel like some of the things they do be wrong, and I feel like that's the reason why they suffer consequences behind it. Because if you already know that you're doing wrong while you're doing it, why do it? You know what I'm saying? I feel like you gain. I feel like the reason you get things done right and done wrong is because you gain a conscience in your life. If you have no conscience, you're not held accountable for anything. You're just out of there.
Yeah.
No.
If you don't repent.
Yeah, you're held accountable. But listen to what I'm saying. I'm saying if you don't know what you're doing wrong and you're doing it, you more like they say, God, take care of food. Because sometimes people's minds is not saying, hey, I'm doing this wrong. You know what I'm saying? And so you'll be wondering, why come they got away with this and I did the same thing and I got caught up? But it's because you already knew what you was doing was wrong.
Well, he'll bring you through that.
Yeah, he'll bring you through it. Yeah, he's going to bring you through it. And if, as long as you ask for whatever you do.
He'll do it with his heart.
Mm-hmm.
I did a lot of things that I knew was wrong because I grew up in church.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that was wrong.
But what was the meaning behind it?
Me.
Did you have a good meaning behind it?
No, I didn't have no good meaning behind it.
You was doing it?
I was doing it because I needed to do it at the time.
Oh, okay.
But God protected me from self.
Mm-hmm.
Because he loved me and he knew my heart and my reason for doing what I did,
mm-hmm.
whether it was right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So I always had enough sense to ask for forgiveness.
Okay.
When you're young,
That's because you was placed in that church, or you was placed in that learning, and you were forced to learn.
I get that.
Yeah, you was forced to learn.
That's why I had conscience, and I knew right from wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know God, forgive me, but each incident that happened, I learned from it, and I changed from it.
Mm-hmm. That means you grew.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And as I grew, I came into what God had given me birth for.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what happens to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go, when you're young, you're going to go through some pain and go through the same because I can buy this and I can buy that if I have this money.
Okay, that's another thing. The love of money, a whole lot of people change their attitudes, the way that they would go and the way that they do things.
The Bible says that the love of money is the root of all evil. Not money, but
that's what I'm saying. Not money itself, but the love that you have for money.
Exactly.
What you'll do for it how far you'll go for it.
To get material things.
Materialistic things.
Mm-hmm. That's when you
follow
like things and people
feel
like
them. You said people be feeling like
them.
Radio. Call y'all for participating. Real Talking Bubba, what do you have to say on some of these things that's going on? Are you still online? Real Talking Bubba, are you still there?
I'm still online.
What do you have to say about some of these subjects?
Could you refresh my remember? Yeah, because I'm emailing somebody right now. While I'm talking to
somebody.
I'm listening.
Okay, that's fine. As long as you're on here listening, I appreciate you for listening. We can go ahead and continue the conversation. I'll read some more of the scriptures that I had. I looked at Proverbs 14:30. You say that's what you what? Okay, Proverbs 14:30. It said, a tranquil heart gives life to the flesh, but envy makes the bones rot. Do y'all believe that?
Just say that again.
Like,
It says a tranquil heart gives life to the flesh, but envy makes the bones rot. Like a peaceful heart gives life to the flesh. Like it makes your heart great, you know what I'm saying? But envy makes the bones rot. Like madness, being angry, being upset, being hateful, it makes your bones rot. It makes you get old quick. It makes you sick. It makes you it just makes you have a bad time. It makes your life shorter. Do you believe in that real talking bubble?
Well,
real talking bubble. What do you believe that, Bohesha? What about you, Miss Alice? What about you, Miss Lisa? What about you? Do you believe that envy and hate makes your bones rot? Yeah.
Envy and hate makes what?
Makes your bones rot. It makes you older quick.
Where are you getting this from?
In Proverbs 14:30. Also in Philippians.
Also in Philippians what?
You said in Philippians. We was in Philippians. Let's see. We was in Philippians. I'm sorry. Y'all got to excuse us because we're at my niece's graduation. We're going away party, and it might get a little loud over here. We was in Proverbs 14:30, where it says, "A tranquil heart gives life to the flesh, but envy makes the bones rot." And also in Philippians 2:3, what did you say? Go ahead.
I'm listening. You're saying in Philippians it says what?
Okay. I don't know if you can't hear me, but I said in Philippians 2:3, it says, I was in Proverbs 14:30, Bubba.
Okay. I'm listening.
It says, a tranquil heart gives life to the flesh, but envy makes the bones rot. Okay, and I was moving forward to Philippians 2:3, where it says, do nothing from rivalry or conceit. It says, do nothing from rivalry or conceit, but in humility count others more sufficient than yourself. Do you understand that?
Okay.
Does anybody understand that? Can y'all share
what that's talking about? So y'all, where are y'all getting these Bible verses from?
I'm getting the Bible verses from something when I was studying. Excuse me?
What caused this conversation about these Bible verses?
What caused the conversation about the Bible verses? I was reading some of the Bible verses about envy and despitement and anger because my subject on tonight. You didn't hear my subject on tonight?
No, ma'am. I told you I just got in. So it's about envy and.
If my subject on tonight was my question to everybody that called is, why is there so much hatred and despise between family members and friends, and why do people lie to try to cover it up as if it doesn't exist? And I call it myself. Streetwise, I call that cool hating. You know how a person just dry hate on you for nothing? How your friends or your family members just do things out of spite and envy instead of doing things out of love and loyalty and trust. You know what I'm saying? Because when you call yourself friends and when you call yourself friends, you're supposed to have some form of love and loyalty and respect to each other. But a lot of your friends and family members go behind your back and they despise you quietly. And they hate you sitting amongst you and tell you that they care about you and they tell you that they trust you and they tell you things in your face. But the whole time you're walking and talking with them, they're
basically lying, dry lying in your face. That's what I call cool hating. And it's a lot of that going on around the streets. And I wanted to bring that to people's attention because everybody I came into contact with was telling me stories this week and last week about how people around them are basically lying and deceiving each other and talking behind each other's backs. And I was coming, being around family members that was not trusting one another and, you know, just lying, just basically hating on each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, they'll sit up in your face and they'll smile and they got everything cool, cool, and collect, but the whole time they're not liking you at all. And the things, and so the action, it's like that showing you is that of hate and envy instead of that of love. And we all know that God is loving. We are supposed to love one another, and it's becoming a point where people are doing it every day, like it's okay, and it's not okay to myself. I don't know if you think it's okay, but you can go ahead and share from what I said. Go ahead and share with me some of the things that's on your mind. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just getting into it, but I'm listening to what you're saying, but it's like something's going on and it's not right. But if you're on your show, you should be. Hello? Can you?
You said if I'm on my show, I should be doing what?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here. What did you say?
No, I'm listening to you, but it's like you're getting, what's going on? What's going on? Is something going on the show?
No, there's nothing going on the show, Real Talking Bubble. We're basically talking about real life and what's going on in the street.
Oh, okay.
Is there something that you would like to share or something that's on your mind or something that's on your heart that has touched you to where you feel like something's going on? Do you have anybody around you that you feel like is lying to you or saying something falsified to yourself?
No, not really. I was just listening to what y'all was saying, but it was more like, I don't know. It was like, yeah, I don't know. What was going on? I'm trying to see what was going on the station. I'm listening, but everything was like in chaos for a minute, but you was breaking it down right now. But
Okay. So you didn't really hear what was going on. I guess because we're all in one area, maybe you couldn't hear what was being said. Because everybody was talking amongst each other, and maybe we weren't talking directly on the phone. I don't know yet because I'm not in a close vicinity, but maybe you couldn't hear it. So I don't know. But I hope the whole radio station heard what was going on and what was being said because we was making some very clear points on tonight, and we all shared a lot of different things that was going on in our lives. To where we feel like somebody could have gained some knowledge from it and gained some understanding about some situations that they was going through as well. And y'all know we come on every Friday night and I try to each one teach one. I try to get everybody a chance to talk and get everybody a chance to gain some kind of understanding or express their feelings and thoughts about what's going on in their lives or around them, you know. And with that being said, you know, I know you're one of my friends, and I appreciate all my friends, so I would like to tell you thank you for being a friend, and thank you for caring.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And thank you for calling, because you're one of my friends that actually do call a radio show all the time, and I send out messages and things to a lot of different, one of my friends, and ask everybody to call in, and a lot of people don't call in because they have envious hearts and envious minds as well. And I spoke to several of them and asked them, why don't y'all call in on Friday nights? And they'll talk to me about some of the things that other people talk about that's going on my show.
or, you know, and they'll say, well, you know, I just didn't have time to call in or, you know, stuff like that. And I take heed to what people do to me because in the Bible it says do it to others as you want them to do it to you. And so with that being said, I kind of steer away from people that's not really being friends towards myself anymore. And but I'm not going to steer myself away from everybody because maybe if I sit amongst the people that's doing these things, they'll tend to come back and to realize what a true friend is and how a true friend is supposed to act or how a true family member or whatever is supposed to act. And, I mean, all of us go through changes. And, you know, maybe it's something that they're going through right now that I'm just not realizing that they're going through. Or maybe I'm going through something that they're not realizing that I'm going through. And maybe we're not just clicking at this point of time. But at some point of time, if you're a true friend, you'll always come back to that person and you'll gain some understanding from that person and, you know, apologize for not being there for that person when that person was in need or when that person was doing something that was positive. Because I find it that when people are doing positive things, a lot of people don't support them nowadays, and I feel like that's bad, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like people are standing behind people that's doing positive things. What do you think about that?
Everybody should stick behind positive things. But at the same time, it's like if you're going to be positive, you should be positive all the time, not here and there. Not being negative here, then being positive there. That means, like, you know what I'm saying, quit sugarcoating, and when you're here, being one thing and then being another somewhere else. It seems like a whole lot of things went on, and everybody's quiet now. But it's like you're talking to somebody, but you have, you know what I'm saying? You gotta stay on the topic, what you was talking about.
I don't get what you're saying. You said I have to stay on the subject that I was talking about. I'm directly on the subject that I was talking about.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I'm trying to see what was going on because, you know, I just came in. You know, when you said my number, I was just getting in the conversation. I didn't never hear all the conversation. I just looked at the time. I just, you know, plugged in.
When I call y'all phone numbers out, it'd be because I see it pop up on the screen. And I want to acknowledge that you know that I know that you're on the line. So when I say your phone number at the end, I would like you to say hello. That's why I said hello, caller, 7673. Say hello. I don't have y'all numbers programmed on Street Talk. So
I didn't hear the conversation that y'all had earlier. So I'm trying to see what was going on so I can put some input on what was going on. So I'm
Yeah, and I just repeated it to you several times. I told you exactly what we were talking about.
You're telling me in different manner.
We're not talking codes or riddles or anything. We're talking directly. Point. I'm on Street Talk Live. We're talking directly about subjects. And I was reading some Bible verses and sharing with you all the stuff that I had got from the Bible verses, and you know, sharing positive input. And so when I share the positive input. Hey,
excuse me.
Hello. Yes. When I'm speaking, you know, anytime somebody call in, I'm gonna say their number, and I'm gonna acknowledge that you called. Is that all right with you? So you can understand how it goes and things of that nature, because I'm not singling anybody out. You haven't done anything wrong, and the Bible verses that I read from be those that I went and found during that week about the subject. And
yes,
the first Bible verse that I read that you missed was 1 John 4:8. It said, "Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love." Do you believe in that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was the first verse I read out. That was like a helpful note. It's from the Open Bible information. that I be pulling up online, and sometimes when I'm at home, I go to my regular Bible or my New World Translation, and like I have different books that I read from, and I share the words that come out of them as long as they're the truth, and try to spread it and hope that it'll help somebody else. That's, you know, that's in need or that's listening.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Yep. And another verse that I was, the Song of Solomon 8:6, where it says, set me as a seal upon your heart, as a seal upon your arm, for love is strong as death. Jealousy is fierce as the grave. It flashes or flashes of fire and very flame of the Lord. I mean, of the Lord, yeah. And that's what Miss Alec was talking about earlier when she said that jealousy is like the grave, you know. That, you know, jealousy is like deep, you know what I'm saying, because the grave is the end of everything, you know what I'm saying? That's where you, you know what I'm saying, that's the end, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. And where it says love is strong, you know what I'm saying, and it says jealousy is fierce as the grave. Like when you have a jealousy on the inside of your body, and when you're despising somebody, that's deep. You know what I'm saying? That's very, very deep. You know, that comes from within, and that's earthly, and that's very wrong. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Well, do I have any other callers online that would like to say anything? We have 7 minutes left on the show. Well, we have more than 7 minutes left on the show. We have 12 minutes left on the show. I feel like we've covered a lot of grounds on tonight, and we've shared a lot of different things about hatred and despise, about love and about trust and about honor and respect. And I appreciate everybody that comes on the Street Talk and Talk. Like I said, we're on live every Friday night from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. You all can reach us by dialing 310-982-4126. On next week, try to check the Street Talk page on Facebook, and I'll be trying to upload our next topic. In October, I will make a couple of announcements while we're on. In October, we're going to have our second annual My Sister, My Friends Women's Conference at the First Free Will Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas. It's sponsored by Granny's Place. Also, Street Talk will be there, and a couple of other people will be there. And what else do I have? What other announcements do I have? Oh, on last week we missed the show, y'all. I didn't get to come on and speak. It's almost school time. It's almost school time, so I want to tell everybody that's getting ready to go back to school to make sure that y'all go back to school put God first, you know what I'm saying, and make sure that you all go into school ready to learn, ready to work, ready to start 2015-16 off good. Like I told you, we're live at my niece's going away party on tonight. I have a new caller at 3563. Say hello to the Street Talk family.
If hello,
your last number is three. Hello, how are you?
Good, how are y'all?
We're fine. Can you introduce yourself?
Lady B.
Hi, Lady B. How are you on tonight?
Jordan.
Well, we're on live talking about, we're on live tonight. We had a full-fledged conversation. A lot of our callers have left. I'm doing a street talk live. We were talking about why is there so much hatred and despise between family members and friends, and why do people lie and try to cover it up as if it don't exist? And we had a couple of callers that spoke about families and friends being being hateful, and how hatred, how it's not good to boast and brag, and how God is love, and if you don't have love, then you're not God, you know, you don't have God instilled in you, you know. So I don't know if you have anything to say on this subject on tonight. We have a couple of more minutes left on the show. We have about 9 more minutes left on the show. Would you like to say anything on this subject?
Yes, I would. So you're speaking about someone having hatred or a backstabbing type attitude. So pretty much that person has their own issues within themselves if they are hateful or if they have some type of hate towards you. They do not know the true meaning of love, in which God is. But they also have to look back in the mirror at themselves. It's something wrong with them if they are hating on you. It's something in themselves that they do not see, something in themselves that they do not feel comfortable with. That's the reason why they are hating on you and the reason why they are doing so much to damage you or your reputation. So it's just a reflection on how they feel about themselves. That's all that is.
I agree with you on that. A couple of people said something like that earlier. And we were talking about that you made a very, very, very good point. That shows a reflection on themselves. Maybe they're unhappy with their lifestyle and the life that they're leading. We were talking about how people are like, sometimes it be your family members, you know what I'm saying? And it's hurtful that you can't come together and actually love and celebrate happiness within the families, you know, because that's where that's your concrete, you know what I'm saying? That's where you came from. And it's hurtful when you're doing something positive and
But it's also written in the Bible that your family will be hateful, that men will be lovers of themselves rather than lovers of God, you know, lovers of other things rather than lovers of the things they're supposed to do and the people they're supposed to be in love with, like their family. People don't care anymore. There's no natural regard for human life anymore. So what's the difference of your family members backstabbing you and betraying you? Those people are the first people in line to backstab and betray you. So it's no surprise in this world. It's no surprise in this world that your own family members will be hateful, deceitful, lying, or envious of you because it's in their nature. They're close to you. They're the closest to you. Nobody in this world can hurt you other than the persons that are actually closest to you because you love them.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't, you just made a very good point. Some people that's listening, some people don't understand that when you love a person, that's very hurtful when a person is envious and deceitful and despising you, because that's coming, you know, that's like stabbing you directly in the back. But I mean, how do you feel like people should deal with that? I mean, if your family members are doing these things to you, well, actually, me, myself, personally, I don't feel like a person can do no more than what you allow them to do to you. And it's how you perceive things that they do, because sometimes people can actually think that they're hurting you and they're just hurting themselves. As long as you're walking with God, I don't feel like the things that they do can actually hurt you. It might hurt temporary, but you'll get past it as long as you're studying, you know, you have knowledge of God and you have that love for them. You can love a person that don't love you. That's what I was talking about earlier. How, you know,
yeah,
sometimes
you
feel like
you can love a person from a distance as well. You ain't got to be with that person in order to love them from a distance, because I have a relationship going on right now. I love that person. That person loves me, I mean, unconditionally, but I do not like that person. That person does not like me. So I can love you from a distance, but you're not going to come over here and mess up what I have going on, my happiness. You cannot affect my happiness or what I got going on. So them, by them being hateful and despiteful and conniving and evil, them be them. It's going to hurt for a little bit, but it's always, it moves on. Life moves on. God is love. You have to choose to be better than that. You have to choose to be above all that and move on. That's it.
I apologize, callers. My phone had hung up as we were speaking. My phone had hung up as we were speaking. I apologize for that. The other caller, she was talking about. Are you still there? 3563.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, my bad. My phone had hung up while we was talking. Can you say that again? Cause my phone hung up.
I said, regardless of whatever that other person has or whatever that person has, that evil or hatred in their heart, that's them. They have to deal with that in life. You don't have to deal with it. Your happiness should not reflect or deflect what they have going on. So
you're right.
Regardless of that person hates you, God is love, and if you have to be better than that and to move on, and that's it.
Mhm. I agree with you on that. And sometimes we can't hold, like you just said, we cannot hold. If you hold that, then you're just as thoughtful as that person is. If you hold that grudge, because we all ask for serenity. We ask for God to grant us the serenity to accept the things that we cannot change, and we ask for Him to give us the courage that we can change and the wisdom to know the difference, you know what I'm saying? And as long as we understand that some things that people do, you cannot change, then we can move forward with our lives.
Another thing you have to think about as well is dwelling on it does not make it any better. Dwelling on it, it only keeps picking at the scab wound of hurt. True love, forgiveness, moving on, and forgetting about it. Now, forgetting about it doesn't mean necessarily, oh, that person will never do this again to me. Or forgetting about it means those feelings and that hatred that you have for that particular person in that situation, that you've moved on from it totally and completely, not keep on bringing it back up to throw it in their face. Moving on means moving on.
Hold on. I appreciate you for coming out. We only have 60 seconds left on the show. Give us a call back, y'all, next Friday at 310-982-4126. I want to continue this discussion, and we'll move into something else different. But for right now, I want to say that God is love, and everybody needs to know that you need to love in order to you have to love in order to accept God, you know what I'm saying? And God never will change. The word never will change. And God is love. Thank y'all for calling on tonight. And I appreciate everybody that called in. And with that being said, y'all just give us a call next week. Remember, Jehovah Jireh is the highest. And thank you all for calling in. Thank y'all for calling Street Talk. You're on live with Miss Freddie. Good night. You all have a blessed day.